Okay, today's daf is Bechoras Mem Aleph Amid Beis, and we are going to start at the bottom of the two dots on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah had three of machlokas on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph and the Mishnah. What about the halachas of a tumtum and an androgynous? The Mishnah, the Tanakhama had held a Mem Aleph Amid Aleph that tumtum and an androgynous. One does not shecht b'migdash because it is not a good carbon, or b'medina, or one does not shecht it in outside because it's not a good enough mum to be shechted for b'char. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Ein l'cha mum gadol mizeh." The Rabbi Shmuel said, "There is no greater mum than being a tumtum and androgynous, so it would be able to be shechted for b'char." The Chacham Omrim is not a b'char el nigzas v'nevad, meaning it doesn't even get kedusha nigzas v'nevad. Okay, so the Mishnah, the Gemara says on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Amar of Chizda, again, I'm sorry for the shortened version of the daf today. We're just having some technical difficulties, but Brother Hashem, we will try to work them out. Amar of Chizda, Machlokes Biandrogenes. The Machlokes is about an androgynous in the Mishnah, Aval Tumbatumtum, but by a Tumtum, which Chazal assume androgynous has both male and female simanim. Tumtum only has one, but you're not sure what it is. It's hidden. It's what it's called in modern medicine, ambiguous genitalia. Aval betumtum divrei hakol sveikahu v'kadosh b'sveika. But by a tumtum, everybody would agree it's safek and it is kadosh b'sveika. In other words, Rav Chisda says, even though there are some opinions about an androgynous, that an androgynous is a birya bifnei atzma, but when it comes to a tumtum, everybody agrees that it is a safek. Amalei Rava, and therefore you'd be machmir to treat it like the chumras of a zachar and the chumras of an akeva. Amalei Rava elameyata. If it's true that everybody agrees that it's a safek, be'erichin yaro. So why do we say by in parsha Bechukosai, the parsha of erichin, where everybody has a certain erich based on age and based on gender, why it should be ne'erach if it's a suffix, meaning it's either a male or a female, so then it should work. We should say it works for erichin. Alamatanya hazachar velo tumtum beandrogynous. So we should say that it is included. Alamatanya hazachar velo tumtum beandrogynous. What do we say? So the Brisa says, Alamatanya hazachar velo tumtum androgynous. Why is it that tumtum androgynous are excluded from the parsha of Erechin? Right? If it's true that it is just a suffix. The Gemara says, Samim bikan tumtum. Okay, according to Rav Chisda, you take out the word tumtum in that Brisa. Sefer HaChinuch discusses the mitzvah of Erechin in mitzvah Shin Nun, all the way at the end of Parshas Bechukosai. He talks about how Erechin is all about making sure that we follow the words that we say. Ladun be'erechei Adam, the Chinuch says at the beginning of Bechukosai, the mitzvah is to be done in Erechin. Klomar, Mishamar Erki Alai, O Erech Ploni Alai, Sheitan Lekoin Kefi Erech Shena, Amar Velo Pachos. If somebody promises to give an Erech, so then they have to give an Erech no more and no less, v'chulu, and misharshi ha-mitzvah, the chinuch says, the shorish of the mitzvah is, she'fisha ha-adam lo yishtatev be'elyonim zulasi b'dibur. The only way that we're able to be like the angels, to be like the elyonim, or even different than the angels, or above, is with our speech. Our koach ha-dibur is what makes us unique. V'hu kol ha-chelek ha-nichvad shebo. V'zei yikra ba-adam nefesh chaya. This is what's called a live spirit. Kidimatargim Unkelus, like famous Unkelus says in Bracious, Bahavis Badam Ruach Mamalala, Kishar Chelki Haguf Mesim Haim. All other parts of our guf, besides our power of speech, reflecting our intellect, they are finite, and they are eventually going to die and disintegrate. Vim Yafsid Ha'adam Zeh Hachela Katov, Yishayer Haguf Mes Ukakli Ein Chafetz Bo. So that's why we have to make sure to keep our word, and therefore this is another parsha in the Torah where we have the ability to promise something and then to keep our word. He talks about that there's a special curse of Misha Para in Bamitzia, somebody doesn't keep their word. These are all the issues within Erechin. There is a big discussion, the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss has it in Parshas Bechukosai, about Erechin, whether Erechin is a run-of-the-mill promise or not. We know there's a Parsha of Nedarim and a Parsha of Hekdeshos in Torah. So the question is, what about Erechin? Is that something new or not? So he says, Yesh tefarshlo b'shnei drachim, echad, lochitsha Torah ela es erko shal kol adam va'adam. The Torah is b'chadish, the erich of each person. That's what the Torah is b'chadish. The male is this, and this age is that. But once the Torah is b'chadish, the amounts, said Memelo, once a person makes the promise, so then it is all, it is not a chiddush anymore. Lefi erko shal adam, limakar b'shuk, ela b'schum shakas v'torah l'chal adam v'adam l'fi shenosav. Shuv chayv amarach v'dik chalish al nidreit stoka hektish, v'in chiddush be'etzem gedr ha'is chayv shal erichin. On the one hand, we might say that once the Torah is machadish, then there is no chiddush by erichin. Once the Torah is machadish, the amounts. Number two, etzem ha'ischayvus shel erichin din mesuyam hi vein chiyuvu mikoach neder ela mikoach erichin. Number two is that no, maybe there's nothing normal about the parsha of Nedarim. It is a new section of Torah. It's a parsha of Erechin. Umshibkach loichbaslon. Imamarach yeda eschum achiyah midina Erechin. Afkamina might be. Does he have to know about it? And there's their nidri. But ta'us, the regular rules of Nedarim apply or not to Erechin. That is the chakira that the Minchas Asher mentions. Whether once the Torah is mechadish Erechin, is it in the normal parsha of Nedarim or does it stay in the new section of Erechin? So just a simple hint, even though it's not the foolproof, simple hint might be that the Rambam and the Chinuch count it as a separate mitzvah. Even though it's a separate mitzvah of Nedarim, but separate from that is the parsha of Erech and the Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Yudalin, and as we read the Sefer Chinuch that we just read in Bechukah Hosei. So Erechin is a big topic that comes up right here. So the Gemara says, if Tumtum is just a suffix, so it should be included in the parsha of Erechin. The answer is that it is not. Take it out. Sami mikan Tumtum, delete Tumtum from the Braisa. Tashma, next, Yachol lo yehei be'erech ish, avol yehei be'erech isha. You might think that it can't be you're not going to give him the erech of a man, but at least the erech of a female. Tamalomar hazachar imnekeva v'lo tumtum androgynous. Again, we exclude tumtum. So again, kashan Rav Chisda, if it's mishum safek, why is it excluded? You should at least have one. Sami mikan tumtum. No, again, delete tumtum. Tashma, try again, im zachar im nekeva, zachar vadai, nekeva vadais, v'lo tumtum v'androgynous. Now this is talking about the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, in terms of bringing karbanos, talking about a karban shlamim. Karban shlamim, perak aleph, as we know, in Vayikra is karban ola, perak beis is mincha, karban perak gimel is shlamim. So this is a shlamim, you have to bring a zachar or a nekeva, but you cannot bring tumtum v'androgynous. So why not? If it's a suffix, just bring it. And you'll be covered. Sami mikan tumtum, again, take out tumtum. Tashma hazachar velonekeva. Next try, it also says hazachar. This is also by the karbanis at the beginning. Kshu omer lamata zachar sheitam alomer. You don't have to repeat the word zachar. Matam alomer lahotzi tumtum androgynous. Again, from the fact that the Torah has to exclude it shows that it is a birya b'fnei atzma, not just a suffix, because it wouldn't have to exclude it if it was a suffix. Sami mikan tumtum. Everyone, just take it out. Good. Tashma, let's try a final one. Or the next one, not the final one. Hanev ad v'hamukso, all of these problematic birds. The case we're talking about here is you did malika. Malika, the way to kill a karban bird. I do malika to a bird. That has a problem with it. Hanev ad, it was worshipped. Vehamuksa, or it was already set aside to worship, Veha Esnan, or it was designated to be a payment for a services of a zona, Veha Mechir, or it was switched with a dog, which is also a separate Isser in Pashas Kiseitse, Vitumtum Vandroganis, and those are also on the list, Kulan Metamin Begadim Abe Sabliya, they're all Metami Begadim. In other words, we know, we've discussed many times, and we will again, right now, Bezrat Hashem, Tumas Nevelas Oftahar, a nevela, a kosher bird that was not shechted. It is a nevela, and it's metame me in a special way, tumas beis abliya. What happens if I do shecht it? I shecht the, so it shouldn't be nevela, but there's another problem with the bird. It's another problem. I don't shecht it, actually. I'm molik it. I do malika to it, and there's another problem with it. So it says the Tanakama, they are metame beis abliya. It's as if they're not shechted. They don't, just because you did a physical act of shechita, it does not mean that it gets out of the problem of tumas beis abliya, and therefore all these would be batame as if they weren't shechted. Right, Rashi says, malikaso eina malika, v'avanevela, their malika is not a malika, because all these items are not eligible to be karbanos anyway. So therefore, it is not considered a good shechita. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Tumtum va'androgynous, Einat amagan abeis abliya. Take those two out. Those two, it is a good shechita. They're not metame. Why? Shehayir Elazar Omer, kol makom shenamar zachar u'nekeva, atamotzi tumtum va'androgynous mibeneihem. Whenever it says male or female, then you got to bring a tumtum va'androgynous. Va'of hol v'lo nemar bo zachar u'nekeva, einat amotzi tumtum va'androgynous mibeneihem. If it doesn't say male or female, it just says bird, then this could be included. But what do you see from the whole discussion? Again, it sounds like that it's not a suffix. It sounds like it's a bir yibifnei atzma. And you don't have to exclude it here because it does not say zachar unekeva. So again, question on Rav Chisda, who says that everybody agrees by tumtum that it is either or and it's not its own entity. Sami mikan tumtum. Again, take out tumtum from the brisa. No problem. We mentioned at this point from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the past, but it's always good to review it. And he has 2 points related to what we just did. In Asvin Daraisa, in the first klal, in Asvin Daraisa, he talks about a number of actions that are demanded by halacha that are not exactly a shechita. For example, the Seira Mishtaleach, we push off the cliff on Yom Kippur. That's what we're meant to do with it. Or the Egla Arufa, we break the back of the neck when it comes to an anonymous corpse. Or Nechira Bamidbar, right? We killing animals in the Midbar, which is exactly what we were supposed to do according to at least one of the Tanaim that we discussed in Maseches Chulin. By all of these, do we give them the halachic status of Shechita? They're not Shechita, not physical acts of Shechita, but do we give them the halachas of Shechita? For example, shechting a mother and child on the same day. If one of the animals is the Shem HaShalech, it's never going to happen because you have Kippur. You're not allowed to do any other, unless you use a different Seir for one of the other Seirim, a mother and daughter, or Egla Rufa. Are you allowed to be Oref the Egla and then shecht its daughter on the same day? Right, Egla Rufa? Or others. Question is Egla Rufa also. It has to be not worked. And also being with a male, if it has a child also. So you have to figure out if the Messias could come up. But either way, are these called Shechitas for these purposes? But they also ask, what about Malika? Malika is not exactly a Shechita, right? It's Shechita for Karbanis Oaf. Do we say that those would also be included? So lefi ze yesh lomar bepshitas. Tehu adin ba'of kachin bifnim. Malikaso zui Shechitaso. Do you say that? Umiata nirlani as daiti. So what do we say by all of these four cases? The kishanina hatora mitzvah shechita chilka osa. This is shechita. The bechul and tia menat savar ubisakin ubaof kachim bifnim tia shechita biyad umina oraf uba midbar tia shechita benechira uba egla barifa uba siira ditchilatzuk. Maybe all of these are a form of shechita. And it would have all the halachas. Ulefiza nira, the kamode b'shochet chulim in ha'oref, einena shechita klal, kamochem b'shochet of kachem, mi b'fnim and atzavar, in bosham shechita klal, rakat tazas rosh ba'alma. So this is what he talks about. Do all of these actions that are demanded by halacha, do they have the status of a shechita or not? Okay, but that's related to, number one, the issue of Malika that just came up. The other issue that is brought up here is Nevelas of Tahar, which is another Hakira that Reb Chaim has and other has. How do we look at Nevelas of Tahar? Do we assume it is a specialized type of Tumas Maga? It's just Maga of the inside of the throat? Or do we say, no, it's not a Tumas Maga at all. It's a new type of Tumas. It's Tumas Achila. Tumas Achila. Which many, Reb Chaim and Reb Yosef Engel, also in that same piece, assume that it's probably a Tumas Achila. Because, you go back and forth. I shouldn't say it's one or the other. They say maybe it's an Achila because you have to eat it Kedarko. Maybe it's Maga because it doesn't have to go all the way in. And usually by an Achila, you have to have Hanas Meyav. You have to swallow it. And here, even before you swallow it, it's going to be Tame. Okay. Those are two of the issues that come up related to Malika and to Nevelas of Tahar. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara Tashma. Let's try again. Reb Elazar Omer, Hatrefa Vakilayim, Vyotzi Dofin, Tumtum Androgynous. All of these animals that also have certain problems. Lo Kedoshim, Velo Makdishin. They themselves are not Kadosh. We'll see what this is talking about in a minute. Velo Makdishin, and they cannot sanctify others. What does that mean? Vyamar Shmuel. Lo Kedoshim Bitimura. If there is another animal. If there's another animal that you have as a karbon and you are being maimer, you want to switch the karbonos. So even though usually tumura is chal on a baal mum, It's not chal on these. Lo kedosha b'tmura. It is not kadosh b'tmura. V'lo makdishin la'asos t'mura. And also, it is not strong enough la'asos t'mura, to make another animal as t'mura. One second. We just said that it can never even become kadosh with t'mura. So how is it going to become kadosh itself? How is that going to work? So Rashi says, let's say they were born. They were born to a karban. If they're born to a karban, right, Rashi says, Vlados kachim, that's kachi agav imam. So even though they have these problems, they are going to be kadosh. But Rabbi Elazar says in this brisa that all of these items are excluded from being kadosh, and they are meaning from achieving kedusha through tamura and giving off kedusha through tamura. V'yamar shmol lo kedusha b'tamura v'lo makdishin lasos tamura. So again, you see, tumtum is on the list. But doesn't that show that it's one or the other? Doesn't that show that it is a baby fenehatzma, not just one or the other? Because if it's one or the other, it should be able to get become tamura or give. So sami mikan tumtum, again, take off tumtum. Again, tamura is a big topic. Each one of these lines, even though they're technically regarding tumtum, but each one of these are a big topic. The Rambam has an important formulation at the beginning of Hilchas Tamura, where the Rambam says that one gets malchus on tamura. One gets malchus on tamura, even though it seems to be a rule breaker. Kala meimir loke. It's based on the Gemara. Kala meimir loke. I'll call behema u behema sheyamir. Every time somebody tries to substitute, you get malchus. Shenemar lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso. V'yavol bishalo asa maisa. Even though he didn't do a maisa. Mipi yeshmu alamdu. Shekol mitzvaz lo sase she'en b'maisa. Ein loken alav. Chutz mi nishba u meimir u makalas chavir b'shem. There are three exceptions to the rule of lav shem b'maisa ein loken alav. One of them is right here. One of them is meimir. Tamura, shlosh alavim elu, e efshar sheyeh bohen maisa klal. You can't do tamura through a maisa. It's all through dibur. But v'lokan aleim, but you still get malchus. V'lama lokan ala tamura, var halav sheba nita klase. Isn't it a nita klase? Isn't it also lav sheba maisa? You have all these p'turim. Shari nemar vim hamer yamir v'haya huas maso yeh kodesh. Answers the Rambam. Mipnei sheyesh ba asei v'shnei lavin. It has two lavim. So even if you want to say the assay is menatek, or takes care of one, but the other one it doesn't take care of. Va'od, she'ein lav sheba shave la assay. And also the lav sheba is not shave to the assay. What does that mean? That the lav is more inclusive than the assay. And therefore you're not going to say, nitek lassay takes care of that. Sha'at sibur va'ashutvin enos in tamurim emiru. A tzibur, partners trying to do tamura, they're going to get the isser, but the assay is not going to kick in. V'hayahuas marasoh yekodesh is not going to apply to partners. That's what the Rambam says. Whenever you have a lav that's more inclusive than the assay, it is not going to be, there's not going to be a p'tur of lav anitik l'assay. Related to that, the Minchas Chinuch asks in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Gimel, so I have a problem with that. What about nosar? Nosar we know you don't get malchus for. But nosar, the burning of nosar, can only be by yom. So l'chor, that's a zman grama. So women are included in the yisr of nosar, but not in the assay of nosar. So you should get malchus for nosar. And yet we know you don't. The Rambam just said, if the los assay is more inclusive than the assay, then you're going to get malchus for it. So that's a question that Minchas Chinuch asks. Tries to answer, maybe other one answer could be, maybe there's a difference between the patur of nashim and the patur of shutfin and zibur. So in shutfin and zibur are totally mufka from the mitzvahs. By Yisman Grumma, women aren't totally mufka. Theoretically, they could do it. They just don't have a chiyuv to do it. Okay, either way, tamura, that's also a big topic. But we will continue now. Says the Gemara, Tashma. Rabbi Lezer Omer, say similar idea. Tamash Rabbi Lezer Omer, Chamisha, lo kadosh v'lo makdishin. There are five that are not kadosh or makdish, meaning they cannot become kadosh through tamura, and they can't be sanctified others. Ve'elu hein, hatrefa v'hakilayim b'yotzei dofen. V'tumtum v'androgenes, you have all five on the list. V'chitei ma'achanami sami mikan tuptum. And if you want to say, yeah, take one off here, take one off, take the delete tumtum like we just did four other times, but then have a luarba, that'll be a problem. Because here it has a number. Here it has a number, so you can't just take one off. Of course, there's no problem. Afik tumtum v'ayol yasom. Put a different one in. Put yasom in where the parent dies as the child is born. That also is a psul yasom. So yasom of a carbon. A carbon has to at least have its mother around a little bit, right? Rashi says, shemesa imo b'shas leida, zeparsh l'misav, zeparsh l'chaim. So also the Gemara in Chul in the second parak we had says that is a psul. Period. So again, we say Rav Chista. So let me ketanoi. Let's say that this is really a machlokes tanoim. Right? We had this yesterday. Machlokes tanoim related to Rav Chisda's statement. Rav Chisda said that everybody agrees that tumtum is always a safek. Maybe not. Maybe there's a shita out there that says, hold, it's a birya, that it is a unique, separate entity. So let's see. Rabbi Eliyahu, Rabbi Eloi, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Yishmael. Let's keep these in mind. How many shitas we're going to have here? First is Rabbi Eloi, the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Androgynous Bechorhu Umumo Imo. Androgynous is a Bechor, which means it's a male, at least. Umumo Imo. And it has this mum with it. Meaning Rabbi Yishmael says you have to treat it like a Bechor Ba'amum. So you have to give it to the Kohen. It's a Bechor, but it's a Ba'amum. It's not a Safik Bechor. It's a Bechor Ba'amum. That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. V'chachamim omrim, in kedusha chal alav, no. Chachamim say there's no kedusha that's chal on androgynous. Why? Because they hold it is a birya. They don't say a word about a tumtum. Mashma from these opinions that tumtum, everybody would agree is a suffix. Right? Because they don't discuss it. Here this machlokas says, is it a vadai male or is it a vadai birya b'fnei atzma? Mashma that everybody would agree by a tumtum that it is a suffix. That's the first two opinions. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Harehu Omer Hazachar. It says Hazachar. The Chomakom Shinamar Zachar, Eino Ela Lahoti Tumtum Androgynous. What do you mean? It says Zachar to exclude Tumtum and Androgynous. So you see, Tumtum is excluded there. So you see, why not? Because maybe the second opinion, this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, holds that a Tumtum is also a Birya B'fnei Atzma. So this is the Machlokas Tanom. The first two opinions hold. It is suffik, and Reb Shimon holds, Reb Shimon Yehuda, the name of Reb Shimon holds that it is a birya b'fnei atzma. V'chitei masami mikan tumtum. And if you want to say that, we'll delete tumtum here too. So Reb Shimon Yehuda, Ainar Rabbanan. Then there's no difference between the first two opinions and the third opinion. It's the same shita. So elolav tumtum ikavinayu. So it must be that tumtum is the nafkamina. And the Tanakama Savar Ein Kedusha Chala Alav Androgynous. The Tanakama holds that there's no Kedusha on Androgynous, meaning an Androgynous is a Birya, Bifnei Atzma. Avo Tumtum Sveikahu, the Kaddish Misveika, but Tumtum is a Safek, the Kaddish Misveika, like Rav Chisda held. V'yasa Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Lameimar, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda held that Tumtum Biryahu. Tumtum is a Birya, v'lo Kaddish, and it is not Kaddish. So maybe, isn't this a Machlokas Tanoim? Isn't this a machlokas tanoim related to Rav Chisda's statement? So the Gemara says, "Lo, no, the kuli alma tumtum bebiriya lo masafka." No, really, maybe we could say, and this is what Rav Chisda would want to say. Everybody agrees that tumtum is not a biriya. It's never a biriya. But the problem was that we thought the third opinion here held that tumtum is excluded from zachar, right? So zachar and akeva de masafka. Really, Eru, they all hold like Rav Chisda says they do. Zachar and akeva. But the question is, what case are we talking about here in that brisa? Matel mayim b'makom zichrus to kuli amalo pligi d'zacharu. Everybody would agree that if this animal urinates, if it's matel mayim b'makom zichrus in the makom where the aver hazachar usually is, everybody would agree you're allowed to treat that as a zachar. Even though you're not 100% sure, but you're allowed to treat that as a zachar. Ki pligi b'matel mayim b'makom nikvus. What if it's matel mayim in the wrong place? Is matel mayim in the place where a female animal usually is matel mayim? So they do we assume it's a female, or do we say that maybe this animal is so it's the physical qualities of it are abnormal? Maybe it has it's a male, but it just is somehow was deformed in the opposite way, and the male aver is where the female usually has it. So that's are you choshish for that? So Mar Savar Chayshin Hashem and Nefcha Zichrusel Linikvuso. One says maybe it is a male. It just switched. Therefore, you still have to be worried about being a Safek. Mar Savar Lo Chayshin. The other one says we're not choshish. Meaning, if it's Matul Mayim from the Makom of Nikvuso, so we can assume it is an Akeva. So even Rishum Ben Yehuda, the third opinion in the Brisa, so the last opinion does not hold this Abiria, but that it's a Vadai Nikeva. Is excluded from Zachar. So we thought up till now it's excluded because it's a Birya B'fnei Atzma. No, it's excluded because it is an Akeva. Because the case is, it is Motzi Matol Mayim B'makom Nikvas. Therefore, again, there is no Shita in this last Brisa of Tanaim that would hold it's a Birya B'fnei Atzma, and that's how Rav Chisda would understand this Brisa. Ki ha dehora Rebbe Eloi Right, we switched that gear. So, like Rabbi Elio, he said, "Bebehema matal mayim makam nikvus." Like Rabbi Elio, he said that a behema that's matal mayim in the makam, that a female usually is matal mayim chulin. It is chulin, meaning you don't have to worry that it is a male. It is for sure a female. So, four of shim female. Period. So far so good. We say Rav Chisda, who said that by androgynous there's a machlokas tanoim, whether it is a suffix or a birim b'fnei atzma, but by tumtum everybody agrees that it is a suffix. Suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. All the brises that had tumtum, we deleted it. And even this last brise, which we wanted to say maybe it's a machlokas tanam about it, we said no. Everybody agrees that it is a suffix at most, and maybe even a nekeva, but it's for sure not a zachar. Maybe it's a nekeva if it's matamayim b'makam nikvusa. Okay, so Taibar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a minute. Asking on this last statement, man delochash letanakam ul Rabbi Yishmael. What about back in our Mishnah? Didn't our Mishnah, right? You could ask an even stronger question on Rav Chisda. Didn't in our Mishnah tumtum was right was excluded? So nobody is worried about those shittas, right? What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah quoted tumtum and androgynous loben mikdash loben medina. Rabbi Yishmael says no, there's no greater mum, and you're allowed to shecht it in lechamum gadol mizeh. Right, at least, well, we weren't sure whether that was going on androgynous or tumtum. Rashi on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph said it's going on an androgynous. To makam nikvas havi kumum. Right, well, but here the Gemara is asking in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says man delochash l'tana kama ul Rabbi Yishmael. Wouldn't he's bothered by Rabbi Eloi, right? Wouldn't why couldn't he ask even the greater question that there are other tanam that seem to be against him? So says the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yochanan asks. Why isn't Rabbi Eloi, who is an Amora, bothered by the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel? Ask the Gemara now, this is what I meant to say before, V'leima Rabbi Yochanan nami mandalo chash l'rabbanan basroi. Why does Rabbi Yochanan only ask on Rabbi Eloi from the first two opinions in the Mishnah? How about the last one, the Rabbanan, who really seem to hold that it's birya b'fnei atzma? D'yomer Rav Chisda, as Rav Chisda said, machlokas be'androgynous, avo betumtum divya kol sveikas. Is he really against the Rabbanan basroi, the last opinion back in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan lo siyur le'd Rav Chisda. No, he's asking a kasha on Rabbi Eloi, but he doesn't hold like Rav Chisda. He doesn't say that everything has to be fit into Rav Chisda, right? Rabbi Yochanan would hold, some hold that tumtum is a birya, right? So therefore, you don't have to, he's not worried about asking kashas based on Rav Chisda. The Gemara says, Elo svirle, lema hu damar k'rabanan basroi. If he doesn't hold like him, so why didn't he just understand Rabbi Eloi as holding birya b'fnei atzma, right? You don't have to try to fit it into the suffix shitas. So the Gemara says, hachanami kamar. That's basically what he's saying. Man shavik treva avit kechad. He's really asking, why did Rabbi Eloi go leave over two and go like one? Meaning he could go like the Rabbanan Basroi, but he's not going like the first two opinions. So that's working out just the details in terms of who he's following, who he's not following. Rabbi Eloi, right? This is again switched by the Shita Mekubetz. Keman Saver. So who does he really hold like? So final Shita. Ki had amrei shlakish lo amru tumtum safik ela ba'adam. Only tumtum safik. When do we say tumtum is a safik by a person? Which we'll get to by the Shem starting tomorrow, the next parak. Hoel v'zichrusa v'nikvusa b'makam echad. Avol behema, because there's no way to tell by an adam. That's why you have to treat him as a safik. But by a behema, there's a way to tell. Matal mayim b'makam zichrus zachar. Matal mayim b'makam nikvus nekeva. So there's an easy way to tell. And in the Mishnah, there's no safik. You go by the makam ashtana, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem. Period. That's what Rabbi Eloi holds. That's where Rabbi Shlakish holds, and Rabbi Eloi holds like him. Finishing up, Maskev l'Ravoshia, V'leich Hashem and Efka Zechrusel and Nikvusa. So why aren't we Choshesh? Why is it such a bona fide, strong siman? Why aren't we worried that something got switched, if it's deformed anyway? So Amar Leich, come on, Rabbi Meir, the Chayesh Lemiyuta. What are you worried about, Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is Chayesh Lemiyut, but generally we aren't Choshesh Lemiyut, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago when we discussed Ruba di Issa Kaman, Ruba di Lessa Kaman. Maybe Rabbi Meir is only Choshesh Lemiyut by a Ruba di Lessa Kaman. By Issa Kaman, by Lessa Kaman, he's not. We discussed which direction, Tosfos and Yevamos, about that. But anyway, so the Gemara says, no. Abaya bar Avin, Rabbi Chananya bar Avin, Damri Travayu, two brothers, said, Afilutem Rabbanan. Maybe even the Rabbanan would agree here that you should be worried that it got switched, even though it's not till Mayim from the Makom of Nikvuso. Maybe it got switched. Why? Ho v'ishtani ishtani. Once it got deformed to be a tumtum, So then there's good reason to think it's even more deformed, and it got its Evra Zachar in the Makom of Nekeva. So we should be worried. Gemara says, yeah, that's an issue. Ista Amri, Damri Ishtani, Vista Amri Lo Ishtani. That's the Machlokas. You're saying you should be Choshesh because Hova Ishtani Ishtani, but that's the Machlokas. Not everybody holds that way. Again, regarding Tumtum, again, we're not going to go through it all right now. I'm sorry we got to start late because of technical difficulties. But if you look at the Encyclopedia Rufuit, it goes through every area of halacha where a tumtum comes up, whether a tumtum could duchin, whether a tumtum could bench, whether a tumtum could count for a minion, whether you do meal on a tumtum, all of these halachas, piri verivya, that's all related to issues of tumtum in the Encyclopedia Rufuit. It has a whole list. Okay, says the Gemara, lema ishtini velo ishtini tanoi. Let's assume this is a machlokas tanoim, whether you say, once it got changed, so you assume it's very changed, there's a big malformation. Tanoi, it's machlokas tanoim, titania. Tumtum shekidesh, the Tosefta in Yavama says, tumtum shekidesh, a tumtum that's makadesh, a woman. So we have to be machmir. Kiddush of kiddushin. We have to assume that maybe he's a male, and therefore it's a good marriage. Niskadesh, if a man is makadesh him, kiddush of kiddushin. You also have to be machmir both ways, because you're not sure what he is. Vicholates, he, if his brother dies, he does chalitza, just in case, if he's a brother. Vicholtzen lishto, and you also do chalitza to his wife. But the Tanakami here says that you're not miyab, but you do not do yibum. V'lo miyabim. Right, he said cholzin liishto, but there's no, right. Rashi says cholzin liishto, fourth white line, shema zacharu, right, and that's the. I'm sorry, we're gonna get to the other sheet. Umiyabin liishto, and you also do yibum to his wife according to this first opinion. Why? Because either way, if he was a zachar, then this is yibum. But if it's not, then he wasn't married in the first place.
Be machmir in both directions.
Be machmir in both directions. Because assume he's a suffix. Be machmir in both directions. Okay, so that is the Tanaka, the first brice. The first brice says we do yibum to his wife. We allow him, we do chalitza or yibum to his wife, and we allow him to do chalitza. But v'tanya itav, the other brice says eishes tumtum choletzes v'omis yabemis. We don't do yibum to his wife. So what's the machlokas about? So savrua de kuliyama kerbi akiva de amar sris chamalo cholis v'lo miyabim. So let's say everybody holds like Rabbi Akiva that a person who is a sris who has been impotent from birth, so that he does not do chalitza or yibum. So my lab hakamiflagi. So maybe this is the machlokas. The man de amar cholitz v'choshen listo umiyabin es ishto. According to the one who says you do chalitza and yibum to his wife, lo amrinan does not say. Hov ishtani ishtani. So once he was changed to be a tumtum, so then who says he's not a sris? It doesn't mean automatically that we're choshesh, that he's a sris. Even though he's a tumtum and he's deformed, but maybe that does not mean automatically he's a sris. So therefore we do yibim to his wife. Uman da amr choles is flomis yabem. As according to the other opinion, that says no, she does chalitza and not yibim. I mean hov ishtani ishtani. We say no. We could assume that he was a sris, and therefore we don't do yibim. In that case, so isn't that a machlo? Couldn't that be the machlokas tanam? What our issue is? So where it says lo to kuliyama amrin and hol ve'ishtani ishtani. Maybe everybody agrees you would be worried in our case. Let's say for the case of worried about the bechor that it was nefcha because once it was a tumtum it switched. Bechor blazer a Rabbi Akiva. The machlokas is whether there is a refua for a sris. If there's a refuah for a sris, if the person is a sris, you're not going to do yibum. Why? Because you're not going to be able to be make him shem achiv. So there's no reason to be involved in it. But maybe there is a refuah. That's the machlokas tanam elsewhere. Hara blazav Rabbi Akiva. Uman tana aliba de Rabbi Akiva. So who is this opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says that you could do chalitza and not yibum? And you just don't do anything. So ilim Rabbi Yehuda havade sris mashvilei. If it's Rabbi Yehuda says that he is a sris, Ditan Rabbi Yehuda Omer and Yevamis, Tumtav Shenik Ravidimsa Zachar, Harizel Yachas Beishu Kisris. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's a Vaday sris in this case. A Tumtum that's Nikra, even if it turns out to be a Zachar. So El Rabbi Yozer Yehuda he, Ditan you hold is a Safik. Rabbi Yozer Yehuda Omer Tumtum Locholet Shema Yikar Ravidimsa Sris Chama. But he can't do Yibam either, so it's both. He doesn't do either. Says the Gemara, "Ato called the mikra zachar mishtakech nekeva lo mishtakech." What do you mean? We should automatically assume that he's a zachar when he's open. Maybe he'll be in a keva. So the Gemara says, Shema Kamar, you're right. This last debate is saying just Mishum Safik. Shema Yikar V'yim Sa Nakeva. Inami Zachar Nami. Shema Yimatzi Srischama. Right? Maybe he'll be a little of both. Maybe he'll be one of the other. So you're not sure. So the first opinion that Tanam holds, he's a Vadai Sris. And the second opinion holds, he's a Safik Sris. My Benayu Amar Rava Lifsol B'Makam Achin. The question is, if there are other brothers, and he went and did Chalitza, if he's a Vadai Sris, then he didn't do anything. And if the other brothers were a Nifsal, they could also still do Yibam Chalitza. If he's a suffix, maybe he's a good brother. So for their Nifsal to do anything with this Yivama, V'lachlot Shlo B'Makam Achin Ikibinayu. The other nafkamina is whether he has to do anything if there are no other brothers. If he's a Sris father, he doesn't have to do anything. If he's a Sris suffix, he would have to do. Again, I apologize for today. We got started off very late. We couldn't get the computer going. And I know it's low, but Be'ez Hashem, we will try to get it working by the next year. Okay, we'll stop here.